Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 43. I'm Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews in a post-Turkey production. How you doing, Grace?
I'm exploding.
Was it a good dinner?
It was a good dinner, but I feel like I ate too much. So I'm exploding over that. I'm exploding about the explosive show we have today.
Yes, you blew my mind, I must say.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Got to thank those tipsters out there.
Absolutely. I feel very lucky. I got a little turkey gift.
Yeah, you blew my mind. When you sent me those links this morning, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, what is Grace up to, for gosh sakes? I got a message this morning, and I'm going to keep my source to myself. It said that Michael Flynn, of all people, is a hero. Now, I can't quite go there yet. I'm just passing along what I was told.
Right.
It said, buried deep within Fat Leonard, the investigation will lead to Obama, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, and others. And so for those of you who do not know what Fat Leonard is, I'm just going to give you a brief rundown. It's a scandal that has been being investigated for a very long time involving the U.S. Navy. The ship support contractor, the company is called Glenn Defense Marine Asia, GDMA. It is a subsidiary of the Glenn Marine Group. The Washington Post called the scandal perhaps the worst national security breach of its kind to hit the Navy since the end of the Cold War. At the heart of the scandal was this Glenn Defense Marine Asia, a firm ran by Leonard Glenn Francis. He is a Malaysian national known as Fat Leonard. He weighs 350 pounds. That's where he got this
nickname.
Nickname. So Francis provided thousands of dollars in cash and travel expenses, luxury items, prostitutes, booze, parties, food to our Navy's top brass.
Wow.
In effect, this little fat guy had our Navy, the world's premier Navy, the strongest Navy in the world, in the palm of his hands. They said his people skills are unmatchable, legendary.
So he's going to be running in 2020?
He is sitting in a San Diego jail right now.
Aww.
He pleaded guilty in 2015. He's been awaiting sentencing since 2015.
Wow.
Now, that's another story that we're going to have to look for. But now, his company provided port for our aircraft carriers and naval ships.
Right.
Now, when we port, we buy fuel. We rent tugboats, barges. We buy food. We buy water. And we have the sewage removed from the vessel.
Right.
So what Fat Leonard was doing was overcharging the Navy, padding the bills. All this brass knew, these admirals knew, that this guy was
bribing them,
cheating,
essentially.
Bribing them, but cheating the government.
Wow.
So it was nuts. He has ports all over Asia, but also in Russia.
Wow.
Here we go back to Russia again.
Yeah.
So now that catches you up. At this point, and if I said this, I apologize before, but I'm going to say it now. At this point, we have about 440 naval officials that have committed some form of crime. Now, some of them have committed crime that will be tried in civilian courts. Some of them, it will be military crime, meaning ethics like adultery and, you know, all sorts of ethical rules. And, you know, basically it's still law within the military. So some of them will be tried in military courts. Some of them will be tried in civilian courts. So far, most of the investigation seems to be taking place within the military itself. Some of that will need to move to the DOJ's office.
At some point, you'd think. You this has been 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years,
what I
really?
Do want to, yeah, the situation started going on, it seems, in about 2009.
Oh, wow.
So this is a long time. This man made a lot of money. What is interesting, Vox wrote, the KGB could not have done what Fat Leonard did. Wow. So I'd like to take just a little bit from what they have to say about that. At the core of the scandal was a tit for tat that allowed Francis, or Fat Leonard, to gain unprecedented access from top Navy officials such as admirals. The highest ranking officials in the U.S. Navy, equivalent to generals in the Army, Marines, or Air Force. As the Washington Post reports, the Singapore-based Francis bribed officers of the Navy's 7th Fleet, the service's largest fleet that operates in Asia, with gifts like prostitutes, money, and vacations, while they docked in ports from Russia to Australia. In exchange, Francis received classified information, including warship and submarine movements. And sensitive contracting developments.
Wow.
Francis would use the privileged information to get U.S. ships to dock in ports his company controlled. Once there, he would exchange for fuel, tugboat, barges, things we mentioned before. He would exchange these favors. This went on for about a decade. But Francis was arrested in a sting operation in 2013, which we discussed before.
Right.
He had some help, of course. He had associates that he had recruited from our very own Navy. Navy officers were moles for the company and submitted fraudulent invoices, according to the Post. They have also pleaded guilty to charges ranging from fraud to conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
He should have ran for president, this guy.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
He claims the Soviets couldn't have penetrated us better than Leonard Francis. An unnamed retired Navy officer who knew Francis told the Post, he's got people skills that are off the scales. At one time, he had infiltrated the whole leadership line. The KGB could not have done what he did.
Wow.
But he had ties to Russia.
Right.
More to come on that situation.
Yeah, definitely. We need some more time to look into that. I mean, no.
Absolutely. No. I just got that. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was buried deep.
It was buried deep. And although I had heard that some naval officers were in trouble, when I started looking, there is some print information out there. But most of the TV media has not covered it.
Right.
Why? That's peculiar in itself.
I don't think I've ever seen anything on social media on it as well.
Yeah. So this is deep. I know it's embarrassing, but how deep and how far does this go into Russia? How far does this go into our politics? You know, the information I was given today says pretty deep. We'll see.
Well, thank you, Tipster.
Absolutely. Now, Bill Clinton. Oh, my gosh.
What did he do?
According to the Daily Mail and others, Bill Clinton is facing new accusations of sexual assault by four women while the former president was working with a billionaire playboy and flying on his jet, nicknamed Air F**K1, claims Clinton author. Now, the Clinton author is Edward Klein. I will tell you that. His new book is All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. He's written at least four books on the Clintons.
Wow.
The one he wrote last year was called Guilty of Sin. He has written a lot of what would be called damaging information about the Clintons.
He also has balls of steel.
He does. And, you know, they've never been able to take him down.
Why?
I don't know. Because, you know,
he tells the truth, obviously.
Seems to be true. That really has not stopped things from happening. But I don't know. Anyway, Bill Clinton is facing accusations of sexual assault for four women. Highly placed Democratic Party sources have told author Ed Klein. The women allege that the former president assaulted them in the early 2000s when Clinton was working with the Playboy billionaire. I don't know who the Playboy billionaire was. It seems like that information should be out there. The unidentified women were in their late teens.
Ooh.
Now, this is a new one for Bill. He at least stayed with grown-ups, I believe, before. Okay, Clinton flew around the world on a private jet. The 71-year-old politician has been haunted throughout his years in public office. We know that. Hillary Clinton, despite being drugged around by her neck for trying to take down his last accusers, offered to hire private detectives to find dirt on the new accusers. But Bill Clinton's legal team said, please, stay away.
Loser. Yeah.
It says that Bill Clinton is facing explosive new charges of sexual assault from the four women.
Yeah, you know what's coming up really soon? I did not have sexual relations with those women.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, Ed Klein is the same one that released the fact that Bill Clinton spends most of his time above the library in Little Rock in his apartment and throws some pretty amazing parties. That apparently has been proven true.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And according to sources in the Clinton's inner circle, the four women are said to be ready to air their accusations of sexual assault at a press conference, making Clinton the latest and most famous figure in a long list from Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey, who have recently been accused of sexual assault.
Wow. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I was too. And apparently they want some money. They're using the same.
Oh, of course.
So I'm no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Ed Klein also says that Hillary Clinton refuses to stay in the apartment above the Little Rock Presidential Library because she knows where it has gone on there.
She knows where it's been.
Yeah. Ed Klein calls it the love nest. I'm not sure I'd call that love, but...
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's, you know, it never ends with the Clintons.
Oh, wow.
Some people are so mesmerized by Clinton and saddened by her loss. And saddened, I guess we should say devastated, that intellectual people have absolutely lost their minds. Matthew Rosa of Salon makes a case for Hillary to become the 2020 presidential candidate.
Wow.
Okay. He starts out, are you sick of Republicans or just right-wingers in general? Do you want to send a message to Washington that you aren't going to buy into their racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, and classist nonsense for 1 second longer? Then do the very thing that Donald Trump unintentionally encourage Hillary Clinton to run for president in 2020. Okay, now he gives some good reasons in his mind. They're hilarious.
Oh, we got to hear this.
Number one, Hillary Clinton is the Winston Churchill to the Vladimir Putin's Adolf Hitler.
Oh, wow. Now I can see that there is a similarity with the way they maybe dressed slightly. So.
The pantsuit. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Kim Jong-un. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. The wrong one. Don't insult Winston Churchill that way.
Yeah, but I do have to say Kim Jong-un wore it better.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, we digress.
Oh, we do, but it's just, this just gets better. Hillary Clinton being elected president at last would monumentally piss off misogynistic trolls. And what's not to like about that?
Oh.
Is that like airing your anger, your vengeance, your miserable life?
Yeah, that has anger.
That
oh.
says more about yeah. the author's damn wow. life than it says about anything.
Yeah, for sure.
By winning the popular vote convincingly in 2016, Hillary Clinton has earned the right to be considered the presumptive nominee in 2020.
So they should just hand it to her.
Yeah, I mean, and how old will she be by then?
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I don't know, but probably still younger than Bernie. I don't know. Number four, we can expect her to be a good president?
You can just expect that, right? Yeah. Okay,
In what alternate universe?
Yeah. Matthew Rosa, no, 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 and no.
Is that the one where we put the jump drive in and we're not really dead because we're interacting with the computer?
Yeah. Wow.
And we've given up all corporeal existence?
Yeah. Well, there were zero good reasons listed there for Hillary to be running in 2020.
Oh, I think it's just, I don't know whether to laugh about it or be sad for the author.
What is going to happen is Hillary's going to still be wandering around in 2020 going, what happened? What happened?
She's never going to stop, is she?
No, no.
Oh my gosh.
Time to move
but
on.
You have to know last weekend when she was having that situation with Bill celebrating at the library his 25th win, that they already know about these women coming forward.
Yeah. Yeah. It couldn't have been a secret.
I mean, Bill was miserable. She was miserable. She was talking about her situation, not Bill's. His body language was nuts. You know, I have to go back to one thing, though, about this Republicans and racist, sexist, xenophobic, all that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at some studies the other day, and conservative people are more likely to live in mixed families, diverse families, racially integrated families. They are more likely to adopt. They are more likely to have stepchildren from a different race. So you know what? That gets old, and it's just flat not true.
Right.
So I just thought I'd interject that.
Yeah, and you are right.
Fusion GPS. We've heard a lot about that. The group, along with its author, Christopher Steele, that created, well, we should say, likely fabricated the Trump dossier. Get this. According to the Washington Examiner, paid three journalists between June 2016 and February 2017 to write about the Russian collusion.
Oh, wow. Power of the media.
Well, yeah, and this is just another thorn in Hillary's side because they paid Fusion GPS.
Right.
Somebody in her group knew these journalists were getting paid. And they said that might not be the end of it. There might have been media arrangements through this Christopher Steele based upon this, what has been said to be a fake dossier.
Right.
So this could get big and ugly, very big and ugly.
Wow. That's a big story, too.
It is a big story. And I'm anxious to see where it goes. Corruption. I mean, we thought we were too advanced and too big for corruption. We are learning there is more corruption in the United States government in the past 10 years than there has been since the United States became the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely, you know, they want to always compare everything to Watergate. Heck, compared to some of this stuff, Watergate is nothing. Watergate was, you know, the Republicans spying on the Democrats. Oh, big deal.
Yeah.
This stuff is huge. Asia controlling, you know, a fat guy from Asia controlling our Navy. You've got the whole Russian scoop. You've got, you know, uranium being sold to Russia. And
yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. And then, you know, this Michael Flynn thing. As of yesterday, Flynn's attorneys will no longer discuss the Russian collusion probe with Trump's attorneys. This has the New York Times and the Washington Post speculating that a plea agreement might be underway between Michael Flynn and special counsel Robert Mueller, and they're also speculating that that means he's going to throw Trump under the bus in some way. I said in our episode, I believe it was 37, will Michael Flynn fold to save Junior, his son?
Right.
I think that's all this is about. He, you know, there was enough of a collusion with Turkey and this cleric that they went to meetings about to, in a sense, essentially kidnap and send back to Turkey.
Right.
For the Turkish government. I think that's enough. I think he wants to save his son because his wife will kill him.
Yeah.
Why did he get his son involved? I don't think you can rush to the conclusion that this means Trump did something. However, yeah. I'm seeing that written everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is a speculation. I speculate he's trying to save his son. And, yeah. You know, plotting to kidnap is pretty bad in itself. You don't, you know, that's a pretty bad crime.
Hell yeah. There's a lot going to be coming up on the Turkey stuff, too, I think. There's more to it.
Oh, there is way more to it, yeah. And our relations, since this deal with Flynn started, our relations with Turkey have went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
And notoriously, they've been a pretty good ally of ours, especially for a Middle Eastern country.
Or so you thought.
Yeah, you're right. So we thought.
Don't know.
Yeah. We got a little bit of news this morning. 200 plus are dead in an Egyptian mosque.
Wow.
Bombing took place during prayers. Islamist extremists are being blamed. I think this is significant because there are scholars and pundits that know the region well that said that fellow Muslims that did not have extremist views were going to become just as much of a target as the infidels.
Yeah, so we've seen a bigger
so-called infidels.
Bigger split in the religion now.
Exactly. And this is very sad. And, you know, what wusses to strike people when they're praying. You know, that just makes me mad.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Mean, how much of a wimp do you have to be?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Okay, a shooting in London's subway this morning at the Circus Terminal has police treating it as if it were terror-related. Poor London. It seems like about every 6 months they're getting hit or less.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of information yet because it's brand new. Let's just pray for the best that not a lot of people were injured. On a lighter note, Spam, you know, that meat in a can, kind of dog food.
Yeah.
A lot of people like it. I mean, Hawaii consumes a lot of it. But Spam turns 80 today.
Oh, you know what's grosser than Spam?
No.
80-year-old Spam.
I would say that it'd be really gross, but that is kind of the idea, though. Remember when the Y2K thing?
Yeah.
People were running out buying Spam because, you know, it doesn't go bad quickly.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was a scam, that whole Y2K thing.
Yeah, it was, but Spam enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, now he's worth $100 billion as Black Friday Amazon stock skyrocketed.
Huh.
Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post. I like to remind of that because President Trump often reminds.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a good turkey day, and I'm thankful. I think things look good.
Yeah.
But poor Bernie Sanders is not very thankful.
No?
In a Thanksgiving Day video statement, Bernie said the year had been awful. The president was embarrassing, and it was awful. I hate to delight in another's unhappiness, but if the socialist is unhappy, the economy must be looking real good. So my tip of the day is rejoice when a socialist is unhappy.
Well, I would definitely have to agree with you there.
And we don't always agree, but life's a journey and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anyone's victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and have a great weekend, everybody.